This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is more up your alley. Final hour of power right here on a Friday edition. Damn! It's the final hour of the show. You're right. It did go by fast.
It flew by.
Final hour of power here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell, Ant, taking you up to 7 o'clock. We will get our game picks in. And those of you that are everyday listeners of this program, you understand how fed up I am with our current pick system. So I do encourage you to tweet at me with any gripes you have about our current pick system here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Myself, Anthony Haney, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. By the way, can we, you know how Doc get. I think we need to hit Doc up now for 6:30.
I already texted him. He has not texted me back, though.
That means we got to send out a call.
Yeah, you're right.
I know how he gets down. It's Friday. He off today. He probably somewhere walking. Walking like a walker. We got a lot more to get to. I wanted to get to a couple of calls. There were a bunch during the Chris Russell interview, but some of you all dropped. We will get to you. I want to introduce this conversation. I teased it going into the last break. There are six games left in the regular season for the Washington Commanders. And we've talked about it a lot here. It may not, to the casual fan, the season may be over. There's nothing to look at. For a sicko like me, I mean, I am so geeked up for the final six games of this year. I am, and there's a lot to look at. And we actually talked about this. This was late last week. We talked about this in terms of like, well, what are you most looking forward to seeing? And I went with a bunch of different things. We talked about the offensive line and Josh Connelly. What does the offense look like with Terry and JD5 playing together again? How the draft class continues to grow? Do you see improvement with the defense here in the final six games? I want to build upon that conversation here with this. And I want your calls on it at 301-230-0980. As we enter the stretch run of the 2025 season, six games left to go. Which Commanders are under the most pressure here in the final 6 weeks of the season? 301-230-0980. Me and Ant will get you our six guys via another installment of the Super Six Pack, but I do want your calls on this. Six games left to go. Which Commanders players are under the most pressure here in the final 6 weeks of the season? 301-230-0980 is the number. I got Fast Eddie wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, Linnell, I appreciate your call, man.
Yes,
I love
sir.
You, Vance. You know, I love it, man. I like the fact you're bringing up Jaden Daniels, but let me answer your first call.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean, Deron Payne's got to be at the top of the list for me. I mean, this man showed he got paid, okay, and he showed me nothing else this year,
mm-hmm.
okay? He's not there when we need him, throwing punches, being stupid. I mean, we got rid of the kicker, thank God. I mean, you know, and I can name probably three other people, but I want to go back to your original thing about 2 hours you're talking about
uh-huh.
is J.D.,
yes.
Is this guy, okay, injury prone, right? Is that what you talked about, right?
Are you concerned about this? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, are you concerned? What was the biggest knock on him coming out of the draft?
Can he protect
biggest
himself?
Knock with
can he protect himself?
Can he protect himself? He's injury prone. And it hasn't changed, man. I mean, last year we were spoiled. He made every right decision. We didn't get hit with the injury bug, okay? Every RPO play, he handed off to the right side. He ran when he was necessary. He slid. He learned how to slide. He didn't play baseball growing up, and he learned that, which I appreciate from that
mm-hmm.
man. But this year, we are showing the warts, man, and it is scary. Because to your point, I ain't paying this man unless he can protect himself. You're in a meaningless game at the end of the fourth quarter, and there's an RPO call. Hey, I'm audibling out of that, and I'm handing the ball up the middle. Sorry, coach. You know, so I think that's the biggest thing for me in total of this coaching staff. Are we going to protect our blue chip players? There's not many of them. Who are you paying next year? Tunsil, Kinlaw, those guys are long-term contracts, right? You guys know better than me. but these guys would not see the field if it was me, man. And we need a top three draft pick so we can trade it to someone who's desperate, you know, for a quarterback and get some more draft picks. And then we got to hit on all those draft picks. That's the only way it's going to get better, man. We, you know, we can't solve everything through paying people. And so I would like to hear you on that. How are we going to get better, man? I mean, that's the only way I see it. That's the only way I see it is if we lose all these games. And I know people are saying, well, you can't tell professionals to lose games on purpose. Of course you can't. But you can pull your guys off the field.
Right.
You can say, hey, we're in evaluation mode now, guys. The season's lost. We try to go in. Sorry, Redskins fans. We did what we could. We got hit with the injury bug, and now we got to be reality and play with smarts. I want to see smarts out of this ownership and this coaching staff to protect our quarterback, to put an offense around him that he doesn't have to run too much. We got to be Detroit. He's got to drop back and not be running all the damn time.
Yeah.
And then I want to see protecting our blue chip players and then, you know, bring guys off the practice squad or whoever, some guys sitting around eating chips that we think he can help us. Okay, throw him on the field. And see what we got, man. But I'm going to shut up and drop the mic. And
hey, hell of a Linnell, call. Yes, sir.
Linnell, if this was 2 years, a year later, and he goes 8-8 next year and can't protect himself, are we talking about drafting the quarterback? I'm going to shut
up. You're asking the hard hitting questions, Fast Eddie. I appreciate you. As always, man, enjoy the weekend. Whew. I can't look that far ahead. I'm not looking at a quarterback potentially. I don't even want to get into it. Fast Eddie, you messy boy. I'm telling you. But I get the premise here. And I want your calls at 301-230-0980. What we're talking about is this. 6 games left. Which Commanders players are under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the season? 301-230-0980. We'll get you 6 guys that we'll put under the microscope coming up here in a bit. But I do want to take your calls on this at 301-230-0980. Which Commanders players are under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the regular season here? Let's go to our guy Reggie out in D.C. What's up, Reg?
Hey, old Boogie.
What's going on, man?
Some of your callers sometimes, man, that last caller sound like a complete idiot, bro. Like, seriously, man. Hey, Linnell, listen, man. If we had, and again, I get it, the injury bug as far as, you know, luck and all that.
Yeah.
If we had 85, 90% of our starting unit offensively, right, that played, and we were like this, I would be uber concerned.
Right.
But you got to just chalk this up to like, okay, you know what? It's just one of those seasons. I think San Francisco had one maybe 2 years ago. I think they finished maybe with 5 or 6 wins because everybody was hurt. Like, you just got to chalk this up. And you're talking about Jayden Daniels injury prone. Bro, look at how many
I'm just asking the question.
Daniels? No, not you. Not you. I'm talking about the fans. Dog, how many times did Jayden Daniels brace himself like that, falling? Probably has done that his whole damn career.
Yeah.
And from Pop Warner. That just was a fluke, man. Like, come on, y'all. Like, we got to – okay, what I'm concerned about, I'm not concerned about offensively. I need defense. The one thing we talked about, I think you might have been hitting on this, in the offseason. Now, how are we going to get to the quarterback?
Yeah.
Now, we did have Armstrong. Dorrance Armstrong.
Oh, hold on, Reggie. And Reggie, I can do this with you because You're a high IQ caller. I will give you that. Every time you call in, you give me something to think about. My thing is this with Dorrance. This is my thing with Dorrance.
Okay.
I'm not as infatuated with him as all of you are, if I'm being honest. You were on pace for 15, 16 sacks. You play 60 or 45 to 50 defensive snaps per game. What are you doing outside of those plays when you sack the quarterback? Not enough.
Okay, again,
Dorrance Armstrong is painfully average. I'm sorry.
He's
average.
I understand that, but look at his production before he got hurt. Right now, we don't have nobody that can get to the quarterback. However, I'm with you. Give me a young stud as far as defense is concerned. And what I want to see for the second half of the season, I want to see my quarterback. I want to see everybody that can play. Linnea, to hear people talk about Tank, that sounds so idiotic.
Jayden Daniels. Hold on. You're talking to the super producer right now. Anthony Haney thinks. Why don't we just tank?
Okay, so then, because this is what we're going to do, right? So let's say Jayden Daniels is clear, maybe not the Broncos game, but the next game. So this is what you're telling me. He's not going to see live action until next year, week 1.
Hey, look, Reg. Anybody barking up that tree? I'm cutting the tree down.
And then listen, guess what is going to happen? Well, maybe he should have played
games
to get that game experience. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. The boy needs to play. Terry needs to play. First of all, Terry owes us.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, Red. I ain't heard it put like that. He owes us.
No, he owes, man. Now he got to pay the bill. He owes. But again, man, you hear some of these fans talk about, now again, where was these same fans last year when we was running the same type of offense? We just unfortunately for us, the injury bug didn't hit us like it did last year.
Right.
Now again, I need my quarterback needs to play, my wide receivers. I mean, Lanell, you and I talked about this. We had one and a half games where all three wide receivers and the quarterback played. Look at your boy Josh Allen last night.
Look how he looked
when you have nobody to throw to.
Well, that was also a byproduct of the best defense in the NFL. Reg, I appreciate you as always, man. Have a good weekend, brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want you to line up on the phones with this. Which Commanders players are under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the season? 301-230-0980 is the number. Before we get to that, I do want to touch on some of what Reggie had to say, because I do think it's fascinating. This year, the biggest reason why we're in this position is the injuries. I don't think anybody at this point can argue that. It just is what it is. Reggie was super passionate, and I think I've done a good job, and Ant has done a good job. I don't know, Ant. We weren't even on the same page at first, I don't think, with this. I was always of the belief that as soon as his ass is cleared, I'll take it a step further. I'm not a gambling man normally. I think he plays Sunday night against Denver.
I agree.
I think he plays. I think Terry plays. I think Noah's back. I think, Noah hasn't had his practice window opened up yet, so he won't be back. Because he's on injured reserve. But Will Harris will be back. I'm excited to see that Drake Jackson should be back or should be making his debut. This final six games of the season is so important. But this idea, y'all know how, and I know I'm speaking to a small portion of the fan base right now. I get it. Because most of us got some common sense and understand, hey, look, Slim, he's got to play. It's not much of a debate. He's got to play when he's healthy. Most of us feel that way. But some of you all out there don't. And I don't think you understand the potential severity of the consequences of if he doesn't play again for the rest of this year. If they come to Jaden, first of all, y'all know how Jaden get down. He, what does Sergeant Slogan say? A dog-ass competitor. He hits the markers anytime he's able to deal with his ops, and he makes the most of them. I mean, point blank. But if they come up to Jaden and go, hey, Slim, can we holler at you? Look, Jaden, we want to shut you down for the rest of the year. If I heard a report coming out of Big Bear AI's training facility that Jaden Daniels flipped over desks and tables and chairs as a result of that news, I wouldn't be mad. You can't, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't tranquilize a pit bull. You cannot tranquilize a pit bull unless they bite somebody. Then you got to put him down. Daniels ain't been nobody. He needs to play. And because of his competitive nature, I think you shutting him down runs the risk of you, like, maybe having the first crack in the armor of this relationship between you and Jaden Daniels. Because we know how hard he was itching to play against, what was the game before the Chargers? And was it Atlanta?
Yeah.
We know how hard he was itching to play against Atlanta. If he's cleared, you think he's going for that? No. I think he would raise hell if that was a thing. I want to let you all continue to hear from Herm Edwards. This is cut number 5. Herm actually gave his thoughts on this. Here is Herm Edwards on Jaden Daniels wanting to play when he is physically able to do so.
Knowing Jaden, he's going to want to play when he can play. And that's a good thing. You're gonna have to tie him down for him not to play. Yeah, he's going when he feels like he can go, he wants to go. But that's what you want in your quarterback.
Yeah,
that's what you want the leader of your team to say. He's looking at himself and say, "Hey, man, I got to help these. I want to win a game. You know, he's trying to win a game again for this football team. You want a guy like that? I mean, if he would sit there and say, "Oh, well, I'm done because we're 3-8 now, and you know, I'm gonna no." That ain't who he is now. That's not the guy I know. So just be ready. If he can go and he can, you know, he can still throw it and he can play with that sling on his arm or whatever he's got to do, you know what? He's going to want to play.
How you going to act? How you going to act? This is the one time where I want the inmates to run the asylum. I want Jaden Daniels to act a damn fool if they come up to him and even think about shutting him down if he's healthy. I would want Jaden Daniels to cuss folks out. Point blank. Point blank. We're just at a point right now with Jaden and where we are in the rebuild where every decision is so important. And I think the decision to allow him to continue to play when he's healthy may be the most important decision that you make from here on out. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. Which Commanders players are under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the season? I want your calls on that. Me and Ant will give our players coming up on the other side of the break as well. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Allstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm just going to let it ride. Jay Rock. 301-230-0980 is the number. About a half hour left to go in the program. It's crazy to say that, man. We just said at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, but now that another segment's going by, we really about to be out of here for the weekend, Slim.
I know, bro. You sound excited.
For the weekend, I am.
Okay.
Very excited for the weekend. I'm excited to get back in the booth, call some Howard football this weekend. I'm excited to get back on the big screen Sunday, going on Fox 5, doing some TV. With
like
my guy,
real
life, come on, Slim, I'm him. Dudes be capping no brim. Come on, man. I really, if I wanted to,
dudes be capping no brim.
If I wanted to, feel what I'm saying, I could have opened up for Gunner last night.
Yeah,
who opened up for Gunner last night?
I wasn't there, bro. I was in the crib.
Dudes be capping no brim.
Yep.
301-230-0980 is the number. The final 6 games of the season. Some of y'all want to just have this tankathon. Some of you want to act as if it doesn't matter. Some of you all are ready to get to April for the draft. And I get everybody's perspective on this. I totally understand. But we got some real things to pay attention to here down the stretch. And my question is this at 301-230-0980. Which Commanders players are under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the season? And the more and more I think about this, the more and more I realize it's a lot of dudes that need to play well down the stretch. There are a lot of dudes that need to really show something here in the final 6 weeks of the season. Whether it's for this team, whether it's for another team, it matters. Point blank. It matters. What I will say is this, though, about the final 6 weeks of the season. Because we're going to talk about some players here in a second. I do want to give the perspective of the coaches, I guess. If you're Dan Quinn, in this final 6 weeks of the season, I think the thing he should be most focused on here is, one, keeping this locker room together. Because I think the losses are going to continue to pile up here. Are you able to keep this group together? And I know we talked about this going into the Madrid game. We were talking about this. What will be the reaction of a fifth straight loss by 21 or more points? I think Kevin was speaking about this earlier, too. He said he expects this group to continue to play hard. He doesn't expect them to quit on Dan Quinn. I don't expect them to quit either. But it has as much to do about them quitting on Dan Quinn as it does them quitting on themselves. There are a lot of prideful individuals on this football team that, quite frankly, you know, they've been around the block before. I think and I've said this a bunch of different times in the last week, but I've reiterated here again. Your core of veterans, I think, is simply too strong for guys to just mail it in. This isn't the Ron Rivera era, where those guys clearly mailed it in at a certain point in that year. When you've got Von Miller and Zach Ertz and Laremy Tunsil and Jonathan Jones and Bobby Wagner, like those guys, I even put, you know, a cat, Zach Ertz. Like when you have dudes like that on your team, I think it puts you in a position where you don't really have to worry about that being a thing. I genuinely feel that way. I don't worry about whether or not the team is able to stay together because of the veterans. What I do worry about in terms of the final six games of the season from the coaching standpoint, is there a trust? Is the trust good enough? Is the trust strong enough between Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury? Is that trust strong enough between those two guys? Because I will go out on a limb and say this, and I've talked about this, and I don't know if y'all listen to the pressers the way that I do, y'all will understand where I'm coming from with this. Dan Quinn wasted really no time at all in terms of going to the podium and saying, hey, look, we got to run the football better. Wasted no time putting that out on Front Street. And that wasn't like, he didn't make those comments to be messy. He didn't make those comments to get on anybody. That's what he wants. That's what he should want. And I think down the stretch, because this list that we're going to give you all is strictly players, and I want you to give some of your players at 301-230-0980. Who's under the most pressure down the stretch for the Commanders? Looking at this thing from the coach's lens, if you're Cliff, or if you're a fan out there, I guess, we talked about this, is there anything that you can see down the stretch that would make you not want to bring Cliff back? Is there anything that Cliff could do down the stretch to get fired? I don't think so. He feels safe, right? But I will say this, like, there is somewhat of a disconnect, in my opinion, between Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. There has to be. Because as the head coach, I ain't going to keep sneak dissing you at the podium, telling you to run the ball. I'm just going to come to your office and say, hey, Cliff, run the ball more or else. Now, I know Sunday in Madrid, those conversations happened leading into that game because there was a more concerted effort to stick with the run. Like I say all the time, running the football ain't some sort of hobby like badminton or pickleball. Running the football is a lifestyle choice. You're either about it or you're not. You're either wired that way, you're either hard body or you're not. And what I think Washington is going through right now here this year is trying to figure out who they are from an identity standpoint. And I know Dan Quinn has referenced this several different times. Who are we from an identity standpoint? I would think that offensively, based off of what you saw last year when it worked, based on what you saw this year when it's worked, I think the identity of this Commander's offense should be the aggressor, be the puncher, be the hammer, not the nail. Dictate to your opponent. Don't let your opponent dictate to you. Meaning, just because teams are stacking eight guys in the box, it doesn't mean you don't run the ball, right? Just because teams are, you know, really putting an emphasis on stopping your run game, it doesn't mean you just stop running the ball. Just because you're playing a top run defense, the Seattle game, that their run defense was number one entering that week, and you came out and threw the ball on seven consecutive plays to start the game. And what was so maddening about that, as y'all know, the first 15 plays are scripted. That was their plan, to come out throwing the ball. Why? Not because you got a bevy of weapons, a wide receiver, right? It was Chris Moore, Treylon Burks. That's not why you were throwing the football. You were throwing the football because you were scared to run it. And you didn't believe in your guys enough to run it. That can't be a thing moving forward. I don't care who the opponent is. If that's what you want to do, then damn it, do it. Point blank. You got to stand on something, man, or you'll fall for everything. Point blank, that's in life. If you're looking for life lessons from Linnell, there you go. You got to stand on something or you'll fall for everything. We got to find our identity down the stretch here in the final 6 weeks. That is what Dan Quinn should be most concerned with, most worried about. Are we going to establish an identity through the final 6 weeks of the season? Because right now, we need to be on Prozac. We got a personality disorder. We don't know who the hell we are. Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want your calls on this. Which Commanders players in the final 6 weeks of the season are under the most pressure? 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Our guy Athan in Annapolis tweets at me and says, Johnny Newton, Ben Sinnott, Mike Samristil, Quam Martin, Brandon Coleman, Chris Rodriguez. I agree with all of those names. Some of them might just be on the list. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Ian. Wants to chime in.
When you're potentially 3-13, I think everyone should be on the hot seat, and that includes Peters, Quinn, obviously Joe Witt's gone, and includes Cliff Kingsbury. You said, is there anything that he can do to be fired? Of course there is. I mean, at some point, like, the production speaks for itself, and to constantly, and I know you're not the one who's doing this, to point to injuries is misleading. Yeah. They were healthy for the Giants game. They were healthy for the Packers game. And that offense didn't look good for a plethora of reasons. In terms of the players who I think are the most under pressure, if Jaden Daniels comes back, I think he should be under significant pressure because they're, whether it's regression, whether it's rust, whether it's being able to stay healthy, that's a huge factor. I think Terry McLaurin, if he comes back, mm-hmm. is under pressure because I think that is a divorce waiting to happen. I know there's $44 million of new money hitting next year. I could see them taking a dead cap hit to move on from him. There's obviously a ton of friction from both sides from what happened this offseason and this season. And then the entire defense, there's not a single player on defense, maybe Luvu, that I would say, oh, you got to bring them back for next year. None.
Maybe Luvu, Ian? That's, Ian, you were cooking. You were cooking. But then you mentioned the dude on the defense to me that's been the most disappointing this year. You want to talk about your own thing?
Sure.
Picking. Yeah. Look, the play doesn't care. The play doesn't care who makes it, Ian. Too many times, Frankie Luvu and Bobby Wagner have totally crushed. Yes. The gap integrity of this Commanders run defense.
I agree. I think there's a lot of freelancing and there's a lot of, hey, I made second team all pro last year. Let me do my own thing.
Right.
Yes, I agree. But I mean, to me, and we talked about the offseason arrogance, we talked about the plan, but right now where we are from now till the end of the season, you're right, whether it's identity, whether it's hustle, whether it's fight, whether it's intangible things, they have to produce a tangible result. Because
yes.
right now, this is looking like the 2013 Shanahan season where everyone was gone. And we know Snyder and Harris are different. But I don't know how you can bring back everybody from a 3-13 season and just say, oh, it was injuries. That's just not accurate. And so I think there has to be a lot of quote-unquote self-scouting and tell the truth Mondays and all the dumb cliches Dan Quinn says to really look and say, was last year just kind of a fluke because of the schedule and Jaden being an unheralded rookie that people didn't have film on? Or what happened this season? And there just has to be a lot of real honest conversations.
I think you brought a very interesting perspective for the show. We appreciate you as always, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. 301-230-0980 is the number. Wow. Ian doesn't normally call this show. I've heard Ian on other shows, and people give Ian a hard time. I think he was very, very real, very, very honest with his assessment there. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, another installment, Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six Commanders that are under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the season. That is next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Except with...
Hey, you gonna stop doing that, bro? Like you from Southwest or something.
301-230-0980 is the number. We're getting ready to get into another installment of the Super Six Pack. We'll make some game picks before we get out of here as well. But first, let's get to our guy Mark in Largo. Mark, which Commanders players are under the most pressure here in the final 6 weeks of the season? What's up, Mark?
Damn, y'all just put me right in the line. Don't even say nothing. Just put me right up there.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man, because I already know how you get down. You're going to bring it.
Yeah, I got you. Man, you're the only person I've talked to all week, man. Kevin's been blowing me off all week long. I talked to Rooster, but talking to you, this is the delight of the week, talking to my son. So talking to you was cool. I would say the person I think has the most pressure to plan for a contract, it may shock a lot of people, I think is Debo. And the reason why I say that is because if you're Adam Peters, I don't think you bring Debo back. And the reason why I say that is because you're going to have the same dilemma next year that you would with Terry. And the only reason why I say that is because he's getting a little long in the tooth. And to be honest, I think this team needs youth at wide receiver to grow with Jaden. I've said this for the last month. If I was Washington, I would go and get Kyle Pitts in Atlanta and bring him here.
Via free agent. He's a free agent, ain't he, Mark?
He is a free agent. He'll be 26 next year. He would be perfect for Jay. He would be perfect. And you – I don't – would you bring back Treylon Burks? I think he's another person that has something to prove.
Wow, Ant. That's one of the dudes we didn't – he definitely – now I'm going to say he's got pressure on him. He's got an opportunity.
You want to bring back a guy that played two games, got injured, and we don't know when he's going to return.
He hurt his finger.
Oh, he's coming back.
He missed the game.
He will play this week.
His career, he's missed games.
We are the place where failed first-round picks come to get right. Okay. Y'all watch what Drake Jackson do.
Is he going to play this week or not?
Yes, Mark. I'm telling you. I want credit for it, too, Mark. When he comes out and everybody's talking about it next Monday, I want to be known as the guy. I had Matt Maiocco from San Francisco on last week to talk about him. I've been new about Drake Jackson. I'm excited for him.
Let me ask you this. Juwan Jennings is not going to sign a contract deal. Do you think the 49ers will franchise him? Do you think Washington will go after him? Or do you think Washington makes a push to go after Thomas in Jacksonville?
Like via the trade? I don't think they have the ammo probably to do that, but I said it yesterday, Mark. If senile ass Jerry Jones somehow lets George Pickens out of that building, I give him a blank check.
He ain't gonna do it.
I give him a blank check.
He ain't gonna do it. That, you know what? I would do it. The question is, you got people on the station like Kevin Sheehan. I wouldn't go after Kyle Pitts. He's got issues. I wouldn't go after George Pickens. He's got issues. I wouldn't go after.
That's a hell of a Kevin Sheehan impression.
He's got issues. This is the reason why this team has suffered for the last 25 years, because I love Kevin Sheehan, but Kevin Sheehan is too anal sometimes. I wouldn't get that guy. I wouldn't get that guy.
I really wouldn't
get that guy. And I'm going to tell you this too. They gave Terry the money that he deserved because they didn't have to give Terry anything. Because that's how great they are. I love Kevin, but damn, doesn't he remind you? Remember that movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High that came out before?
That's where you lost him, Mark. Say goodbye. 301-230-0980 is the number. Mark, you my man. We had to get on. We got 9 minutes left in the show, and we have some housekeeping things to get to. Let's do it. Without any further ado, let's get to Super Six Pack. Top six Commanders that are under the most pressure in the stretch run of the season. Number one in the Super Six Pack, top six players for the Commanders under the most pressure in the final 6 weeks of the season. This is in no particular order. But first is Chris Paul. And this is good pressure that Chris Paul's got on him. The way he has come in and played at the guard spot with Brandon Coleman getting slid to the pine, I think is admirable. I have been praising Chris Paul since we first got to lay eyes on him back in the spring. I talked about the change in his body composition. He looks like a different football player this time around. He looks prepared this time around to really go out and give it everything he's got. It's a contract year for him, though. I would be trying to get a deal done with Chris Paul right now because I think he's played well enough to where his market may be robust by season's end. That's what it feels like. But he is a guy I would definitely, you know, say is under some pressure here because you got to continue to play well. If you do play well, we've got our starting guard spots locked down for at least the next 4 years. So Chris Paul is number one. Number two, Mikey Samuels still. And I don't know how exclusive him playing on the outside is going to be down the stretch, but he's got to show me something. Show me that I don't need to find another starting corner. Not much of an explanation needed for that one. Deron Payne. This one's interesting because if he plays well down the stretch, I don't know if it changes his ultimate fate here. I think the better he plays, the more likely it is that you move him. I'm not in the camp of keeping Deron Payne around here long term. I see through the garbage. And I watch defensive line play as closely as anybody. Wildly inconsistent. Him and Javon Kinlaw are both simply too inconsistent. Number four in the Super Six Pack is his running mate in the defensive tackle room, Jerzon Newton. I mean, you know why he's under pressure. Can you show me you have a pulse as a football player, Jerzon? That's all I ask. Are you going to be capable of being a long-term piece here? We're going to find out in the final 6 weeks. Number five, Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury, can you do what you refuse to do the first 10, 11 weeks of the season? Will you adjust to your personnel? You saw them try to self-sabotage in Madrid by taking the ball out of Chris Rodriguez's hands. Stop it, Cliff. He's under pressure because not that we're worried about firing him here. I don't think that's a realistic possibility at all, unless the relationship is just soured between the two. Talk about DQ and Cliff. But I do think his ability to get a head coaching job this offseason will be influenced by the final 6 weeks of the season. It's all a part of the big data that they've been collecting on Cliff. He's number five. And then number six, finally, it's the quarterback, Jayden Daniels. What are you going to show down the stretch? Are you going to remind us down the stretch who the hell you are? Or was this year the real version of you? I guess is the best way that I put it. Was last year a flash in the pan, or is that who you are for real? Jayden Daniels in the final 6 weeks has got the opportunity to show that. That's going to do it, though, for the Super Six Pack. Top six commanders under the most pressure. Jayden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, Jerzon Newton, Deron Payne, Mikey Samuels still, and Chris Paul. Is it time for us to pick games? Is that what we do now? I'm ready to pick games. We can revisit the record if we'd like. I'm 1-0 to start the week. Those two are 0-2. Talking about Doc and Ant. And yesterday, I said something that I think is ultimately going to come true. We're at a point right now where the Texans, my Super Bowl pick in the AFC, the Texans, baby, they're gonna dog walk the Colts in this conference. I think the Texans catch the Colts in the South. But let's waste some more time and get to it. I'm 1-0 based off of what happened last night. And now you get to hear the dulcet tones of one Richard Doc Walker, Super Bowl winning tight end, co-host of the Burgundy and Gold today, right here on the Team 980. DOC,
a lot of people win. There's a separation between winners and champions. How long is it going to take you to understand that?
We got 3 minutes.
All right, first game, Buffalo. Y'all. Colts.
Buffalo. Chiefs. So he did take Buffalo. That's good. So you're both 0-1. I chose the Texans yesterday on the show.
No, I'm honest.
Yeah, we know. That's great.
Yeah.
Steelers and Bears, I'm going with the Bears.
No. It's Colts.
Colts and Chiefs. So what are you looking at? You looking at something different? You're the moderator here. Go ahead. Colts and Chiefs.
Thank you.
Yeah, give me Kansas City.
Kansas City.
I'm going Colts.
I don't agree, but go ahead.
It's okay. Next game, we got Seahawks Titans. 1, 2, 3. Seahawks.
Yeah, very easy.
Seahawks.
Vikings Packers.
This one's interesting to me. Yeah, give me Minnesota.
I'm going to go with the Packers as well.
Yeah, I think the Packers are frauds.
Okay, and you're entitled to your own.
Josh Jacobs is nicked up.
It's okay.
They're going to blitz the hell out of Jordan Love.
Jets, Ravens, is this a 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, Ravens.
Ravens?
Yeah, Ravens.
The Ravens are about to win out.
Giants, Lions, is this a 1, 2, 3?
No, not for me.
Oh.
Caveman.
I'm actually going to go with the Giants this week.
Doc, you want the Giants too?
No, hell no.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
I went with them last week against Green Bay. They stopped just at the doorstep, didn't get it done, but I'm going to go with them again this week.
No, they're going to be solid, but Detroit's not losing 2 or 3 in a row. That's out.
Yeah, but their offensive line is super banged up, and the Giants' defensive line is ferocious, so give me New York.
Yeah, but we can dig them. Just stay where you are. Why am I confirming you in last place? I'm not arguing with you.
All right, Steelers, Bears, who we got?
Bears. I mean, come on.
Steelers.
I'm going with the Bears, Doc. I ain't gonna hold you. Aaron might not play, so I'm going with the Bears. Who's next?
Who's next?
Bengals, Patriots.
Patriots.
Hey. Jets. Even though Joe Burrow might play.
I don't care if Joe Burrow plays.
All right, so no more.
That's the Patriots, man.
All right, we're all going with the Patriots then.
Yeah.
Browns, Raiders. This is an ugly one.
Yeah, give me
Browns.
Give me this is tough.
I'm going with the Browns too.
Go and take the Raiders, man. You're a Raider.
Give me the Browns. I'll take the Browns.
All right, that's a bet.
Shit.
Jags. I'm going with the Jags as well. Eagles, Cowboys. Game of the week.
A lot of friction going on in Philadelphia right now. This one's tough for me. Give me Dallas.
We don't need the commentary, man.
Give me Dallas.
I'm going with the Eagles.
You can super
Saints, Falcons. We got 15 seconds. Saints, Falcons.
Give me Falcons. Atlanta.
I'm going with the Saints.
Kirk.
Rams, Bucks. Last game we'll pick Monday.
Rams.
Blue and gold.
And that's going to do it for us, guys.
There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.